Happiest Monday.
Happiest Monday.
Good morning, Shavua Tov. Today's shiur is dedicated to Nishma Sarah Bar Moshe Shlomo Ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel Ben Gabriel Tzivya Bar Mashiach, Tamara Bar Mashiach, Yosef Ben Nisan, Liora Bat Yitzchak, Rinat Malka, Badan Binyamin Ben Yitzchak, Yehuda Ben David, Yehuda Ben David,
Avraham ben Yitzchak, Gabriel ben Nuriel,
and for the refuah shlema, Rachel bar Chana, Shmuel ben Rachel, Esther bar Chana, Dan ben Esther, Yehuda ben Esther, and Yosef ben Yafa. So we're learning about lighting candles and having light. In general, having light on Shabbat, the mitzvah to light on the first Shabbat, and a mitzvah for Chanukah, mitzvah to have lights on in the synagogue. We touched on when we finished off, and Pele Yoetz was saying that even though there's a mitzvah to have light in the synagogue and to honor the synagogue by having lights, that if you are limited in your funds and where you can give to, and you know that there's a poor person, or you know there's a Talmid Chacham that doesn't have candles and doesn't have lights in their home, it's better to give to them than it is to give to the synagogue. It's better for those who need it and who don't have it, it's better to give to them than to give to them, because the synagogue, Baruch Hashem, en tzibur ani, the community is not going to be poor. The community will find a way to make it work. But if there's a poor person who needs it, there's a Talmid Chacham who can benefit from it directly, you should give it to them directly. You should know that there's a machloket in halacha if a person can use their ma'aser to donate to a synagogue or not. We are lenient about it, and we take it for granted, so that it's okay that, you know, when we make a kavot to the kanisat, it can go towards maaser. But there were opinions. There's the Rama in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama writes that you shouldn't use tzedakah money, you shouldn't use maaser money in order to for neirot la bet kneset, for lights, to keep the lights on in the synagogue. You shouldn't use your tzedakah money for that. The tzedakah should go directly to the poor. Or directly to the Talmidei Chachamim who are learning Torah. But it should not go to keep the lights on in the synagogue. So there is this opinion. We are lenient about it for two reasons. Number one is that we say that the ma'aser for money today that a person gives is a minhag to give out. And we accepted our minhag in this way, that we can also give to the community and to the synagogue. But also, more than that, that when we make a pledge or we make a kavod to the synagogue, they don't just use it to leave the lights on. They use it, they also give to the poor. There's also a charity committee, and it also goes
to the lights of the kanis, so people can study the kanis. So people, there's a Ben Midrash.
Yeah, it's also a Ben Midrash. People can use it. But there is one opinion, you should know, it's interesting. There is one opinion that says don't use your ma'aser money for the kanisa. Use your ma'aser money for the poor, for that, give them to the actual poor themselves, not for lights in the synagogue.
Meaning if they specifically say, you know what, we want to like renovate this part of the kanisa, we want to renovate the social hall, something
and
like that.
Our minhag is to be lenient about it. We use ma'aser for all kinds of dvar mitzvah, for all kinds of mitzvah purposes, for the public, for others to use. Even similar, the same opinion, the Rama might say that you should, you know, if you're... I don't want to get too into the
halacha.
Yes,
the slide
has been. Well, we are studying.
Slide has been just as important as the book.
we wouldn't be able to learn without it.
So, exactly.
But our minhag is we're lenient. Our minhag is we're lenient, and we use maaser. But there's no question that what Pele Yoetz is saying here is that if there's an actual poor person who
you
can
have
benefit,
to first,
it, there,
he has to
they
benefit
come
first.
And it's a higher purpose for the tzedakah to give it to an actual poor person. And there's a higher purpose to the tzedakah to give it to an actual Talmid Chacham to be using it. Now, ve'im ish anihu. Okay, I think, we got up to there. Right, we finish everything. Yes. Okay. So v'im ish anihu. Now, if the person himself, if he is a poor person, chayav v'chaye anshe beto kodmin. There is a law in the Gemara that your own life comes first. Mazal tov, mazal tov, mazal tov.
My daughter just got engaged.
Mazal tov.
So there's a general rule which says chayav kormin, that a person's own life comes first. Right? If a person is, you know, they cannot meet their own basic minimum expenses, then they're pouring from tzedakah. Yeah, even when it comes to tzedakah, even when it comes to giving tzedakah, the law is, there's a law that first a person has to be able to meet their own minimum expenses. If a person cannot meet their own minimum expenses, then they're patur from tzedakah. You're exempt from giving tzedakah. You just give that very minimum shlishita shekel b'shana, one-third of a shekel, $5 a year or whatever, however much, maybe now with inflation and stuff, it's $7 a year or whatever. But there's a minimum, that's a very, very bare minimum. It's shlishita shekel, but you know, we give half a shekel, Armin Hag, we give machatzita shekel for Adar. The minimum, it's less than half of a shekel, a third of a shekel. A third of a shekel in a year, shlishita shekel b'shana, is the bare minimum that the poor of the poor of the poor that absolutely does not have anything, they still have to meet that bare requirement over the course of 1 year to give tzedakah. That's from Ezra and Nehemiah. But in a general sense, a person is patur from tzedakah if they cannot meet their own minimum expenses. There is something else, of course, that if there's a person that they can meet their minimum expenses, but they minimize their life in order to be able to give tzedakah. You're supposed to. The whole point of tzedakah is that we're thinking about others and not just thinking about ourselves. But if a person is not even meeting their own basic minimum expenses, then they're exempt from tzedakah. So this is what Pelle Yot is saying. Chayav kormin. There's a very nice gemara, that a very nice machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Petora. The two people are in the desert, and they only have enough. One of them has water, but he only has enough water for himself. And if he shares the water with his friend, then they're both going to die.
What do you do?
So what do you do?
You pray to Hashem.
So one opinion says that you cannot see, you can't watch your friend die. Right, so you have to share it with him, and you both die. You both die. But the other said, no, chayav kodmin, your life comes first.
You have a responsibility.
You have a responsibility to yourself. If you cannot sustain yourself, first you have to sustain yourself. And
but
this is the halacha. The halacha is you put your own oxygen.
That's why in the
first.
Aeroplane, that's the rule, eh? Okay. Yeah, they learn from the Torah.
It comes with stronger because they're going to fight.
So, mandalim gubar. So if you don't have lights, you think about the lives that they lived, right? They turn on electricity in their home. So it's candles. This is being able to afford to have oil. And
that candle was not only light, it was also warm. They would give also warm.
Yeah, you should know for much of history, and when you read the Gemarot and you read the old... the older sources, you get the impression and you understand that oil is a very expensive commodity. More, it's not just today, right? Oil is more expensive for them than wine. Oil more expensive than to buy wine and to get wine. Oil was even more precious than that. So you see the poverty that they lived in. It says you don't have oil for yourself to light candles in your house. You're not able to light for yourself. You don't have enough to light your own Ner Shabbat, your own candles for Shabbat. You don't have candles for Shabbat to light for Shabbat. You don't have candles that you should be able to learn. So buy for your house. Buy for your house so you don't have, don't donate to the Knesset. Buy for your house so that you have. It's a bigger mitzvah. Give tzedakah to your family.
Yes,
so that first they should have before you give to the Knesset. And everything is according to the person. If a person, Baruch Hashem, Hashem has blessed him with wealth. It says, honor, ki arbek for bet ha-knesset, va'orim yechaber Adonai. Right? It's a mitzvah that you give to the synagogue. Also, you support the synagogue as well. It's an honor for the community. It's an honor for its family. Ubaze yiskel in their mitzvah v'torah or Bezrat Hashem, he'll have the zechut to light the light of the Torah inside of himself. Yelol zaro v'ra'iti anshei ma'aseh. I saw certain people she'ayu mechabevin anshei ma'aseh, he calls them. Anshei ma'aseh means men of actions. So she'ayu mechabevin hadlakat ner b'zakin. I said they loved the mitzvah to light the candles inside the synagogue. They didn't allow the gabbai to turn on the lights. They didn't allow the shamash, the caretaker of the synagogue. They wouldn't allow the caretaker of the synagogue to turn on the candles in the morning. They would come to the synagogue first. They would rush to the synagogue first to light the candles themselves. I should have the zechut to turn on the light. Don't leave it for the shamash. Don't leave it for the caretaker of the Beit Chesed. Okay, so we rush in the morning to flip the switch.
Mr. Jack Nassim.
So, v'shamati sheyesh mekomot shemokhrin ha'adlaka. Now I heard, don't tell this to the gabayim, I heard that there are places that they sell it.
They sell the right.
They sell the zechut of turning on the light to the synagogue.
But there are something else. The light is on all the time.
Yeah, he's going to get to it soon. So, but in those times, they had to continue add oil, and they had to fix the wicks, and they bring new wicks on. And now, you could just leave the switch on. But he said, there are people that love this mitzvah. They said, this mitzvah is so great for me to turn on the lights in the synagogue, so there should be light in the synagogue. They would rush to do it and not allow the caretaker of the synagogue to do it.
Lights, which is we have those special little pin ones that only a few people have.
So uvaday shezeu chibuv mitzvah minhag yafeu, and he says it's a beautiful minhag. It's a beautiful minhag. Again, we're saying this. Don't tell the gabbayim this. To sell.
Also, their condition.
In Pele Yoetz's time, if there was air conditioning,
it would have been. It would have been part of it.
It would have been part of it also. V'yadu ha'ma'amar abotenu zal ibracha shema shezacha Shaul limlucha. That our rabbi said in the Gemara that Shaul HaMelech, the first king of the Jewish people, that how did he get the zechut to be the king of Israel? Hayal zechut zekeno was the zechut of his grandfather. Shehayam madlik nerot b'mevot ha'afenim ve'oseh chesed im harabim. He would light candles, or he would place candles to be lit inside the alleyways and inside the public areas that were dark at night. There shouldn't be any area of the town or any area of the village that's dark, because it's dangerous for people at night. So this was his mitzvah. His mitzvah was to ensure, and this for sure till today is a mitzvah, for someone to ensure that you don't have dark places where somebody could get hurt. Yeah. If somebody doesn't see them, especially nowadays that we have cars, you get hit by a car, chas v'shalom, you get hit by something
light
else.
In the streets?
He said that Shaul HaMelech,
lantern,
they had some kind of lanterns. Yeah, they didn't have electric lights, but
200 years ago.
The Gemara says that Shaul HaMelech in his town, in his village, he made sure to have lanterns or candles that were always there in the public areas, in the streets and in the alleys, for people, so it shouldn't be dark. V'chein Devorah, and also Devorah HaNeviyah, the prophetess. Devorah, one of our prophets in Shoftim. If you read the book of Shoftim, she was one of the judges, and one of the prophetesses of Israel was Devorah Nevi'ah. Zachta l'nevoah. How did she have the zechut for nevoah? Ha'edeh she'hayetah mechavenet la'asot petilot avot ebet ha'mikdash. That she would make thicker, she had a specialty of making thicker wicks for the Beit HaMikdash. So, for the Mishkan, actually. And that, it was the Mishkan at that time, not the Beit HaMikdash. But she had thicker wicks that she would prepare, which would light more, which provided more light for the synagogue. Yishma Chacham Yosef Lechach. So a wise person should learn from this and realize what a zechut it is to provide light for the public. That there should be light for them, there should be lights in the synagogue. that there should be lights in the public areas inside the streets, so that it shouldn't be dark at night. And a person should always do all in his power to do that which is good, and Hashem will also give good. And how good is it? Another advice, this by the way, that I have. Have a light on in your house at all times. Right? Have one room, have one area of your house where the light is always on. Even at night times, even throughout the night, not just on Shabbat, but have one area that the light is always on in your house. But not in the room that a person sleeps with his wife. Not in a room that a couple sleeps together.
No.
Why? Because there's a law in marital relations that it always has to be dark. That a couple should not have relations in a room where there's a light on. It has to be a bayit afel. It has to be a room which is dark. It always has to be dark whenever a couple is having marital relations. So he said, not in the bedroom, not in the room, but in a different room in your house. How come? Number one, it'll help you wake up earlier in the morning. That there's a light on always in your house. Right? It's to help fight against the Yetzer Hara. Because what does the Yetzer Hara do? A person wakes up in the middle of the night, or it's still dark. It's still dark outside. You automatically press the snooze button, and you don't want to get up because it's dark. Because everywhere is dark, you automatically want to press the snooze button. So Pele Yoet says, outside of your room, right?
And
leave the light on. The light should always be on. You wake up in the middle of the night, so okay, maybe I'll just get up. I'll go learn a little bit. I'll take advantage of an hour or two. Or you wake up a little bit early for minyan, earlier than you want. So if there was no light on, you'll just say, okay, an extra hour, an extra 2 hours. Let me get an extra 2 hours of sleep. But if there's a light on already, then okay, I have something I can wake up. Yeah, life started. I can wake up now. So, Kirov Geiru Yetzer Hara Machmat Atzlut Lehadlik Ner. He says most of the strength of the Yetzer Hara is when there is no candle lit, right? When there is no candle burning, when there is no
light that's on. This is interesting.
Right?
So we should walk around with a candle all the time.
We should just keep it with us. Keep the flashlight on all times. So, Hine Kichen Hotzat Mitzvah Techashev. So Pele Yoet says, you know, this is actually, it's expenses of a mitzvah. If a person keeps a light on in their home at all times, you can take that and say that I'm doing a mitzvah by having my light on in my home at all time, by having that room that has the light on at all time. That if at any time in the middle of the night I happen to want to learn, right, I'm not going to have a Yetzer Hara that tells me, sleep a little more. Yeah. According to Pele Yoet, for that room.
For that
LED bulb with all of you. And Hashem will reward him. Behilo. Now, this is an interesting word, behilo. What does hilo mean? So hilo is another word for light also. It's a type of light. Actually, there's an English word which is related to this. Halo, like halogen. Right, so it's a type of light as well. Right, so a person will have a certain type of spiritual light from Hashem. Yehi shalom bechelo, and a person will always have shalom in his
home.
Amen. Mezrat Hashem will continue tomorrow with Hen Tzedek. Happiest Monday. Monday, Shavuot Tov.